How we doing?
Bob?
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
Why Philip Gaines?
Why Philip Gaines? Again, as we were assessing the board, he was the highest rated player on the draft board as it was built. He has all the physical dimensions of what we asked for in our corner. He's long. He's fast. He has long arms. He has 36 PBUs over his career, which is a school record. He plays and tracks a deep ball well. I see there's still a lot of upside with him. The ringing endorsements from the scouts, our coaches, and their coaching staff, I think you had to go in that direction.
John, any kick return possibilities with him?
You know what? There's possible. As he's a really good athlete, for sure. Special teams, I could see him as Dave says, four core. If you really watch him at times, I could project him the gunner right away.
As far as return.
Well, I think you practice that and you see that he's really never done that on a year in year out basis. But he has some athletic skills. You surely give him a try at it.
Can you see him at least looking at him doing both or just kickoffs?
Well, I mean, he's really never done it. I mean, in the process, I'm sure Dave's going to try to see if he can make him either a kick or a punt returner. He's got really wonderful, athletic traits.
Is he ready to compete for playing time? Is he that advanced?
Yeah, you know what? He's pretty good. He's very advanced. He's very competitive. He's very prideful. What I like about the kid, early on he was young, but he grew up. He had some faults, he made some mistakes, but he grew up about it. He's 2-time captain at that school. To me, that says a lot because he's earned the respect back from the coaching staff. He's earned the respect back from his teammates, and he's grown up as a man. I'm fine with him.
Is he a guy that you drafted him to play corner? Is there some free safety potential here, or did you?
There's a possibility. I mean, he's about a buck 93. Ideally, you'd like to have him play corner and compete at corner and add depth to the corner. As we all know, you can't have enough good corners in this league, and he sure adds another quality depth for us at that position.
As far as you know, he's had no other marijuana-related incidents since the ones earlier in his career?
Nope. Anytime you are a 2-time captain than me, that says volumes. And when you can talk one-on-one and, you own up for your, past discretions as a young man, and then you've earned the respect back from everybody within that institution, I'm okay with that.
So this is a guy you have talked to?
Our scouts have. He was at the East-West game.
Okay. And did anything strike them about his answers to the questions? Did you see?
No, they thought he was very cordial, very polite, very straightforward.
John, he has not been arrested, correct? He's failed a couple tests.
Well, I don't know if I'm at liberty to talk about all his personal stuff. Maybe when you all get him on the phone, you can ask him about that.
John, how significant are marijuana situations with you when it comes to prospects and players?
Well, I think it's a case-by-case basis. I think you sit down and you analyze everybody's growth through life and see how they mature, how they are as young men. At the end of the day, you have to look as they grow through life. You have to kind of look at them the last 2 years and see how they're going to project forward. I personally like to sit down with them and see them one-on-one just to make sure that, I'm comfortable with them as a person.
As it's becoming more and more accepted in this country, has your views changed on that? Has the NFL view changed on that?
I'm a little bit old school. I still got my views.
Did you specifically watch film with him in 2012?
I have.
How much growth did he make from 2012 to 2013 on the field?
I think it was steady. You could see a steady rise through his performance. But I just like the things he does. He uses his length really well. He can turn and run with the receivers on the vertical. He can stop when he's got to stop and mirror his receivers in his routes. You know, he's to me, he's kind of what, you know, the defensive coaches look for in that position.
Where's his press strength and technique at right now?
I think, you know what, in college, they only have the 20-hour rule. So, therefore, you're not going to be as technically sound from a technical aspect of it as you would be in professional football. You know, I still see a ceiling, you know, a higher ceiling than most.
Now, this is a guy who's been nicked up a little bit in college. How did his medical come back?
Yeah, you know what? He's been a two-year starter. I know his junior and senior year, he both started. Now, you know, you may be citing his in 2011.
2009.
Yeah, but it's he's played the last 2 years and he's been pretty good.
How much of a concern is it that 52 games in his career, only 4 interceptions, they all came this last year as a senior? I mean, is that kind of production worrisome at all?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know, I like to pass breakups. I like to – actually, when you got to watch him and catch his balls, he catches the ball in the warm-ups. That's a practice start, I think, and sometimes you have to check from a visual perspective. Does he have, all the depth perception and visual skills with regards to, feeling and looking at the balls. But I think he'll be fine.
John, you've picked 2 players now. One's a pass rusher, the other a pass defender.
Kind of boring, isn't it?
Is that by design?
Well, actually, it's not. It just kind of falls that way. I mean, it's actually we had 3 guys across the board there, and you know, we kind of went. Yeah, I find it interesting because after we took Phillip, all of a sudden it was like bang bang, and those were the next 2 guys that went. So.
Is he better sticking with guys on vertical routes or whatever than he is on underneath stuff? I mean, how is he in man?
He's good at that. Man's not bad. Not bad.
Did he do more zone in college? Or just press
it's a combination.
In a draft where coming into it, everybody's talking about the 100 underclassmen that had been allowed to come into the draft. You drafted 2 guys who were both 5-year guys. Mm-hmm.
It just happened that way. There's no particular reason. I can actually say one of the guys I was looking at, he was a junior. It just happened to fall that way.
What's this guy's competitiveness like on field? I mean, did you guys kind of get a sense of that before?
Pretty good player. Pretty competitive. He's going to walk in here. I mean, he's got all corners have a degree of confidence. He's got that corner degree of confidence about his play. I have no problem. He'll walk in here. He'll try to compete and with the rest of them.
I know 40 times is not the end-all be-all in terms of how fast a guy is on the field, but, I mean, he ran a 4.3 at 40. I mean, didn't you just add the fastest guy in your secondary to your team?
No. Do you know who is?
In the secondary?
Yeah.
I would imagine it's probably Brandon Flowers right
now. Uh-huh. You all have been looking at your numbers. It was a future signing.
Oh, okay.
He said the fastest. Who is it?
Sean Smith time.
No, DVD.
Oh.
Van Dyke. He's 4.27, 4.24.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean. Well, you said fast.
John, is Brandon Flowers a good fit for what you ask your cornerbacks to do?
Brandon Flowers is a good football player. He is a good fit what we do. And, yeah, he's a good fit.
I know he just made the Pro Bowl corner, but any chance this guy could move to safety at some point? Or have you guys even entertained that thought or discussed it, or is he's
no.
a corner?
Yep.
Last one, hurry.
John, as you enter the last day of the draft, I know you said yesterday you're still confident with the depth of the wide receivers in this draft. Do you still feel that way as you enter this last day?
Actually, I am. I still think there are a few there to be had. Actually, I was sitting there thinking as I was watching some of the receivers go here today, is John Brown for Pittsburgh State, Kansas. Is that the highest drafted Pittsburgh State, Kansas guy that's ever been drafted by Pittsburgh State, Kansas? It's got to be, doesn't it? I can't remember the guy about that. But no, to answer your question, there is more players to be had in this at that position.
He wasn't one of those guys you were talking about.
No.
Clark
no.
And Watt were the 2 guys?
Who?
Clark and Watt.
I can't tell you that. You're searching.
You just did.
You're searching.
All right, guys. Thanks.